Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Official Jets podcast is presented by WynnBET. Betting is a team sport. Bet together at WynnBET. Eric Allen joined by Jets Edge, Carl Lawson. Carl, following your social media accounts, oftentimes you post the word, one word, limitless. What do you mean by that?
I'm limitless. There's nothing I really can't do. There's nothing, no obstacle I can not overcome. I'm never gonna stop growing. I'm never gonna stop getting better. I'm limitless. There's no, like, how good could you be? Who knows? I mean, I'm in the mindset of, you know, shooting for trying to reach the sun until I burn up. You know, that's limitless.
Have you always been so driven, looking back?
I don't think so. I think I said I was, but then again, like, each time I've had some type of adversity, I've seen how driven I really can be. So, I mean, I think through a lot of suffering, you know, you understand how driven you really can be. And so now I'm in that mode. It's just like whatever life brings, you know.
Could you talk about the physical suffering that you've had throughout your football career? Let's just talk about football injuries going back to the days at Auburn.
Yeah, I've had so many different injuries, and just like you kind of ask yourself, why does this happen and what this and that, like, oh, woe is me. And, you know, and then, you know, you get people like, oh, well, he's not going to be this and he's not going to be that. And then it's just like, it doesn't matter. What really matters is you get another op to go out there and just ball and see what happens. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are for life. As long as you keep fighting and you don't quit, you're going to come out on top. So I think that's how it's been for my injuries. And each time I'm just like, I amaze myself. There's recently, like, I think like in the last like 2 years, I was like, that was probably the first time that I was like, whoa, like, I don't know. But even after that, I just keep I keep impressing myself.
So in that moment, you allow yourself to have self-doubt, and then how quickly do you turn the page?
Probably, I mean, I think recently the longest one I had was like probably like two or three days, and it lingered for like a long time, maybe like a year. But like I only probably give myself probably like about 2 days, two days or something like that. Talk to my family, and then, you know, they're like, pick yourself up and like let's get to work.
You're a smart dude. Yeah. You follow what's going on out there as far as sports is concerned. From an injury perspective, if you look to see, hey, maybe this guy in the National Football League has had a parallel path as far as going back to college, because you're talking about a couple ACLs and then an Achilles.
I think I tried to look at Frank Gore one time, and then I was like, there's no one else. There's no one like me. There's no one. No, absolutely no one that I know of. There's never been anybody. No one. Absolutely no one. There's never been anybody who's had – and, I mean, I've been blessed to meet a lot of great people to help me physically get back to where I need to be. But, like, I mean, maybe I'm overdoing it, but I can't name any athlete that's had what I've had and just been able to come back and come back better each time. So I don't know who to follow.
What were your expectations following the Achilles? You signed with the Jets, and then the Achilles happens, and then people are wondering, hey, what do you?
I'm wondering the same thing. I'm like, yo, like, I did everything right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, of course, I was feeling a little something, but I'm like, I've done everything. I think that's why it was like, come on, I finally get my op. Like, I did everything right. I trained really hard. Da, 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 da. Oh, woe is me. And then it's just like, bam. So even with that, it's just like, pick yourself off the pavement and keep going. That's it. You know, there's nothing else between.
You were having an unbelievable camp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, but.
So you go to Green Bay, that happens.
Yeah.
What was that process like for you to get back to what you did last year? Because I don't think people give you enough credit for what you did. If you just look pure statistically last year.
I don't think it matters. You know, every time you go out in that field, it's not fair or not what. And, I mean, I didn't see it like that. I was like, yo, I need to go out there and be balling. I mean, but I did talk to my mom after the season. She was like, yo, what you did, she was like, just to be able to be out there, she was like, you did fine, son. And I was like, I take part in that. And I was like, I was real happy about that part. Like, because, I put a lot of pressure on myself. And it was like, I didn't see it as that. But that process was horrible. I mean, physically, mentally, just not – being yourself and then trying to figure it out, because it's just like, it's not only an injury, it's then it's like you ain't played football in like 2 years,
right?
Because it's just like, you know, I hadn't had a game, not 2 years, but like I think it was like I played for my last game for the Bengals, missed the whole season, then you got a whole off season and you just don't have football. So it's just like you're constantly trying to get the body back right, and then you're trying to get the scheme right, and you're trying to, you know, get used to a helmet and stuff like that. So it's just like, it was a lot, but I mean, it only made me stronger. It's only going to make me stronger. It's only going to make me a better man. You know, one day it's going to make me a great father, all the stuff that I've been through. So I'm blessed.
How unique was that rehab compared to anything that you've experienced before?
It was the hardest thing you ever do, because it's like taking your superpower away from you, because you can't train through it.
Mm.
You have to, it's a season of patience. And even throughout this past season, a season of patience, because you got to get through like the growing pains and things of that nature. So it's just, it's really, really tough when you can't, when you're helpless. And to be a helpless, helpless for anybody is like, you know, like I can't control things that I can't control, or like, you know, I can't work this thing. Because if I could work this thing to death, I wouldn't go to sleep.
Right.
But time and just being consistent and day in, day out, and just trying to do your best. So that's what I did, you know, and I'm here now and I'm smiling. So,
7 sacks in your first year back, 24 quarterback hits, 51 pressures. Those 51 pressures, fourth in the National Football League pressure rate. You're hard on yourself. What did you think about what you endured and what you were able to accomplish as far as that first year?
Like I said, it's two different things. I don't feel like I did well based off of what my expectations, I have so many high expectations for myself, but based off of what actually happened, I did extremely well for the situation. Like I told you, I was talking to my mom, like after the season, she just, you know, she allowed me to, you know, not beat myself up. And because, you know, because when you're in that mode, you have to, you're in the most competitive field in the world, and you have to be, you have to be your biggest critic. You know what I'm saying? Cause like I've been in the NFL and I've seen stuff, and coaches would, you know, not saying this about my coach, but coaches would be like, won't say stuff to guys, and guys think stuff is okay. Like, nah, like your piss gotta be hot, like at all times. Like, cause this is, everybody wants this job, and I'm blessed to just to have it. So, yeah, so I'm really, really hard on myself, you know.
Can you speak to that as far as your relationship with your mom? Mm-hmm. Because I think about my relationship with mm-hmm. my mother and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like in those times mm-hmm. when, hey, it might be a gray day, mm-hmm. like yeah. that's so important.
Yeah, I mean, she's very much in that same like go-getter mindset. She's like on tons of businesses, hair salons, real estate. Been on TV tons of times recently, you know. She's just a monster, you know. So I mean, so she's, but she also knows how to, like, she does a better job of being able to chill and just be like relaxed, and it's okay, like you're gonna be fine, like you, that type of deal. So I mean, that's where I get, like, you know, that chill, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, like that fine balance, and looking at her and, you know, knowing when to not be stressed and when to be stressed, is, that's a good resource for me, you know, it's talking to her. So that's our relationship.
how much do you love the game? How much do you love your craft? Because if people, I wish they had an opportunity to come out here at One Judge Drive and watch you at practice, because oftentimes the defensive line might be working on their own stuff and you're always doing something.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just fun. I mean, like, I can get better at something. Like, I think I'm never at work. Like, I'm never like, I'm doing this for free. Like, I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really do love this. Like, I'm not like, there's never a day like when I get in the building, it's just like that I feel like I'm at work, you know? So it's easy to just go, you know, it's kind of like almost like playing a video game. I love playing Madden because you have attributes and you can work on yourself. Same concept when I get here, it's just like, all right. And then it's like, all right, well, you don't have these tools to do this. I'm like, well, can I work at it? And like, if in the realm of something I could do, I'm like, yo, let's see if I can get this thing done. So that's just how I think about it, you know?
What makes for a great pass rusher?
I think the ability to finish. This is what something that's just, I've just been working on for like my whole career, and I'm not going to stop until I get it. I think the ability to finish, that's what, but get off is the first fundamental for a great pass rusher. And then I think the ability to finish in whatever regard, whether it's off the speed to power or off the edge, I think those are the two things that make for a great pass rusher.
What do you do in the off season? Not just, okay, like you said, you have a hard time shutting it off, but as far as approaching the craft away from here, because you're getting coached up here. But the one thing that, if you follow anything as far as social media is concerned, like, you're in there, you're in the lab.
Yeah, I'm just like trying to just find, always trying to find something to improve on. And like I said, I love this. So I want to be a part of something. Like, you know, I don't plan on retiring for like a long, long time. Maybe like after like 35. But like I love football enough. Like I'm in the lab. I'm watching, trying to see stuff that I can add to my game to make myself better. If it's in the realm of something I can do. And I just love watching the game. I love watching different people. Like I can see why scouts are scouts, because they just love picking at people's, because they love football too. So, I just love everything about the game, and just, you know, a lot of stuff that we do in trading is just like understanding movement, movement coach that I have in Tony Villani down there, and like, you know, seeing how that translates, like how receivers and defensive ends are damn near the same, and defensive backs and offensive tackles are very, very similar.
Right.
Because one is an attacking mindset, you know, like a defensive end. We know where we're going, we're approaching. And then defensive backs and offensive tackles, and often like they're moving backwards, and they have to, if they get out of position, you know, they have to, you know, stay in position to play well. So it's just cool. I love everything about the game.
Why are you able to do it? Why are you able to be successful? Because if you go back and look at the scouting reports coming out, and you know this, everybody talks about pass rushers all the time. They're talking about length.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get off. And I've top three power in the NFL. So that's probably, I think those are my attributes that I want to add on to. And then I want to add all the stuff that I don't have and make that really, really good. And I think that makes you into a great player. So that's what I've been striving for each and every year of my career, maximizing the talents that I do have, get off and explosive power. And then maximizing the stuff that I might be lacking on.
Who are the best pass rushers in the National Football League right now?
I mean, the guys that got the most sacks consistently each and every year. I mean, you know, Garrett for one, Bosa, Parsons, you know, TJ Watt, you know, the guys who are consistently, you know, getting those double-digit sacks each and every year. I mean, Hassan Reddick has done it, you know. I mean, shout out to him. Trey Henderson has done it consistently. Those double-digit sack guys, you know, it's really fun to see those guys too. That's another reason why I'm motivated, because it's like the NFL is really one of those places where the narrative about you can change in a heartbeat,
right?
And people can doubt you and things like that. And I look back to it and I was like, this is one of the biggest motivations I've seen. I remember. And I'll forever look into this. I remember in 2018, I think the Bucks played Pittsburgh, and then Joey Porter came on and was talking about how, you know, TJ Watt and Bud Dupree were blah, 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 blah. We need pass rushers. We need this. We need that. It was so fun to see the ascension of Bud Dupree the following year, and it's so fun to see the ascension of TJ Watt, because I was in that division.
Right.
To see how much better they got as players, and they didn't, you know, talk about like, you know, oh, my coach said this about me. I'm like, the one dude went and changed himself as being considered just an athlete and then had a 10 sack season the following year in Bud Dupree. And one dude's on the way to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter who talks about you. It doesn't matter who says anything about you. It's just like the narrative can change like that. It's what you do. It doesn't matter what they say. It's how you respond. And those two responded. And I don't want to give them too credit because I was a Bengal for a long time. They were Pittsburgh. But I was so like, you know, I'm like, I'm not where I want to be, but like there's the op to get there. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I can visually see that. I visually watched that happen. So it was really cool, you know?
Jets fans, we're in our final push and the clock is ticking. WynnBET is giving you a golden opportunity to win VIP prizes for the 2023 season. The WynnBET Green Room is the most exclusive space at the stadium with all-inclusive food and beverage, lower-level seats, and appearances by Jets legends and celebrities. New Jersey customers, all you need to do is wager at least $100 on WynnBET Sportsbook or Casino. For New York customers, all you need to do is wager at least $100 on WynnBET's sportsbook. The best part? You get an entry for every $100 you wager.
What do you think's next for you?
To keep getting better. That's it. To get the best version of myself. I'm not stopping until the op is not there. I have an opportunity. I'm just going to keep taking advantage of it. You know, the op. I have the op. That's it. And take advantage of the op. And so I'm going to keep getting better. I'm going to get the best version of myself, and I'm going to keep working.
What do you think about this group of defensive ends here?
I think we got a lot of like-minded people like myself, man. And it's like, you know, like what is – and that's another cool thing is like when you got a room such full of talented guys, like how do you not elevate?
Yeah.
How do you not get better? It's like – no offense to, like, you know, anybody who I was with in Cincinnati. You know, those are my OGs. But there was no one, like, you know, just, like, straight. Like, I came in kind of like when Michael Johnson and Carlos was kind of, like, very different style pass rushers. They were 6'7", a lot of batted balls. That are like, there's never been no, like, get-off type rushers that I've been in a room with or different styles, like with JFM and Bryce and Jermaine. And now we got Will who's bending and – I'm not saying I'm going to copy everything that they do, but, like, I get to see it. I get to see the body mechanics. I get to be pushed by that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, there's only way to – one thing that can happen, you elevate.
Right.
That's it, because you've got a room full of dogs. So
– so word association, let's play a little bit of that. JFM.
You're very unique and limber and strong for his size. His foot quickness is ridiculous for how big he is, and he does things effortlessly. And he is very powerful, you know.
Jermaine Johnson.
Very long, very technical. He's stronger than what he looks like. Very, very fast. I like Jermaine. He's like a very technical rusher. He can do a lot of good things, and he uses length. He's kind of similar to like I see a lighter version of Cam Jordan. Yeah, a very lighter version of Cam.
I saw him today coming over to you while you were getting in your stance and working on a couple of things, and he was getting in your ear. How about Bryce Huff?
Explosive speed and power, bend, violence, just like almost like a bomb went off. He's kind of similar to like Mathis, but like not as bendy as Mathis, but like as far as like twitched up, he's kind of like Everson. So he's very unique in like what I've seen on tape. Like, but just like, I'm taking off. Like, hey, I don't hear nothing else. That's it. Like, so that's kind of like what I see for Bryce.
How about Michael Clements?
A force. Very, very violent. You know, the word violence is coming. I think that's what they drafted here. Like violence.
Yeah.
He did it a lot in camp. He can play inside really, really well. He did a lot. He just didn't get the op, but he was really, really well. He had a mean cross chop in camp. He can get off. He can penetrate. And he can run as fast as the wind. I mean, I don't know what his combine 40 time is, which is different, but his strides and his length, he's very high cut. Effort, violent efforts. violent in effort. He's got a mean cross chop. Yeah, I mean, there's not really somebody I would compare him to. Mike is Mike. But, yeah, that's kind of what I see for him.
Yeah, Albrecht has talked about that, using his versatility.
Yeah, and I remember in camp, I was watching him, and I was like, he could play inside. Like, he was winning really, really fast, too. So, yeah.
How about the rookie, Will McDonald?
Very, 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 very bendy. Just touching the ground, just from what I've seen in the drills. He's very, very relaxed, and I feel like, he's not very entitled to much, and even when he's stressed, he's not stressed. He's like, man, I gotta get this right. I'm like, I'm over here freaking out, like, man, I need to get it. He's very, very chill. You know what I'm saying? He's very, very, and that's his. And I think his interview is smooth as fast. That's accentuate what he does well is smooth, fast. You know, very, very like. He out here shaking like Day Day from Friday. Like he's.
You see him jumping over cars and stuff?
Yeah, I saw that. He's smooth, man. So that's kind of what he is. That's even his personality. Just very, very, very chill. But he's not like a lack of urgency. I don't want to say that, but it's just letting life come to him. And that's kind of how I see what his pass rush is. It's like, I'm just gonna touch the ground and just bend and come around the corner. You know, that's kind of like, you know, I do it effortlessly. So that's kind of what I see for him. And as far as comparing him to pass rushers, I feel like there's been guys that he's not real well named known, but like we had a guy here a year ago. His name was Tim Ward.
Yeah,
he's probably like a stouter version, a more football aware version of Tim.
Okay,
so
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
That's what I see.
You are so insanely competitive, and you're talking about a lot of these guys having like mindsets as you. What's it like if you see a guy, because you have, whether it's in your room now or not the defensive line room, but inside the locker room or back in Cincinnati or back at Auburn, who does not have the same drive? How do you approach that?
At first I had the mindset of just leave that guy alone and stuff like that. But I think I was like, I was talking to one of my coaches here, and he was telling me, he was like, you can't have that mindset towards people. And it was a valuable lesson, because he was like, you don't know what people are going on throughout their life. You don't know what they have. Because I was like, man, because this is when I was in that woe is me type deal. It was like, man, I've been through so much, Like, if this guy doesn't care, why should I care about him? And I had to take a step back when I was talking to this coach, and he was like, yo, you don't know what people have going on in their life. Mm. You don't know what's going on in their daily day-to-day stuff. And so when I see that, I'm just like, first figure out what's going on in that person's life and then try to get him on the right path or get him on the same wave and then help that person maximize his talents. Because we're all better, the team is better, and we all get the accolades. And it's just better just to be a good overall human being, just to help society grow. So when I see that, I want to first ask, what's going on in your life, to make your job first, football, not your main priority, or not have that mindset and not take advantage of the op that you were given. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on that's causing you not to be like that? And then a lot of times, if you get to actually sit there and talk to people and understand them, you will be able to help guide them to take an appreciation for something that's very that they love to do, and is very flimsy because we could lose this game at any time. So I think that's kind of like my answer, as opposed to being like, man, forget this dude. It's like, let me try to understand this person first, because they're in this building for a reason. There was at some point, like, either they love football or they want to provide for their family.
Right.
So what's taking you away from that?
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of, that's kind of how I think about it.
Robert De Niro was in a movie called Bronx Tale. He said his character at one point in that movie said, there's nothing worse than wasted talent.
Yeah.
I kind of think that is the way your approach is to everything, that you are going to maximize everything you got.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting better at doing that, because a lot of times you tell yourself that, but then you really, really, really life, like when life hits you hard, that's when you really know that you're not, you know, if you're thinking about quitting, that's when you know you're not doing enough. So yeah, I feel like that's kind of.
But do you ever quit?
I've gotten close, and one time, and like that was like a year. I didn't quit, but it was like the first time I was like, obviously this wasn't meant for me, and that was, as I said, I gave myself that 2 or 3 gap, and that's all faith in God. He was like, he wouldn't let me quit. But that was the one time that I was like, I'm not quit, but like, yo, like, I've done everything I could do. What's going on? Like, maybe this just wasn't meant for me. I got over, like I told you, I got them 2 or 3 days, and like, hey, let's get to the suffering. Like, you know, but it is what it is.
What can this defense be? You saw the strides you guys
I think the sky's the limit. You just got to keep adding on to each and every single day. Each and every single day, just keep working, keep getting better. And we're already way ahead of where we were last year. Every place, you know, there's stuff, but we just got to be consistent. And we got to, like our coach was talking about today, just like the little things. You know, those we could be good all the way up until, and then those small details, like we had something maybe in 2 minutes we didn't take care of.
Right.
And that's the difference. Those 6 inches, finding those 6 inches in our game, and that's when our defense can realize our potential, when we get those turnovers that, you know, those things.
How much do you appreciate what's going on in the back end? You saw Sauce Gardner come in, take the NFL by storm last year. DJ Reed, rightfully so, getting a lot of credit for
scary hours. I mean, when you got it on all 3 levels, and then you, let's throw a Hall of Fame quarterback in there.
That's right.
Scary hours. So I don't want to say, you know, but besides this year, I'm putting expectations on myself. I'm gonna leave everything else. You know, we just gotta keep working. You know, we got the groundwork. We just gotta keep working.
Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
What has he been like just in the brief moments you've had on the field, and also what's he like as a guy, as a teammate?
I mean, yeah. Every time I've met him, he's just been like one of those like calm but confident. You know, when I played in my rookie year, I'm like sacked him like 4 times. It's my breaking out party. We're up by 21 points in the 4th quarter, and I'm looking at him. He's like 58. He's got a little chin strap halfway off.
Yep.
I knocked it off my first play. Took his helmet off. I was like, I thought I was gonna flag, but he's like in the 4th quarter. He looks at me from across the field. He's like 58. Calm down. I'm like, I'm like, what are you talking about? Calm down. Like, we're up, and I've been sacking you all game. I'm like, what are you talking about? Sure enough, 21 points in the 4th quarter. Comes back and beats us. That's a dude, man. That's a dude. Like, there's no pressure on you in the 4th quarter after you got sacked this many times and you come back 21 points.
Did you remind him of that?
I don't know what I need to tell him for. He's probably he does it like.
No, I know he does it all the time, but just
do I remind? I don't know. I don't sit there and remind him. He reminds me to calm down. In Green Bay, he's like, calm down. He's like, 58, calm down. So the last 3 times I've seen him, I was like, 58, calm down. When I saw him the other day, he's like, hey, 58, calm down.
I'm
like,
oh, so he does. He remembers that.
This has been 4 different times. I'm just like, he's about to out here sling the ball around like he's passing out poker cards or whatever. So, all right, I just know what it is every time I see him. I'm just like, oh, here we go.
Man, I love what you just said downstairs. You said they approach you about a contract renegotiation, and you said, I feel like, hey, I can take less now and I'm gonna make more down the line.
It's not even really about like money like that. It's like I plan on playing a really, really long time. And if people give me ops, which I think I'll, you know, I'll, cause I'm going to get better and better and better and better and better and better and better. I'm going to get those ops to play. So, I mean, this is not really a, you know, yeah, of course I'm a prideful person, but I mean, like, I'm more sensible than anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it wasn't really a phase to me. It was more so like, it didn't faze me much. I just wish it was like so I could focus on my training that was just done a little bit earlier. That's it. That's the only thing. That's it. Like literally. And then I plan on playing a long time. It's like I have a lot of money. Like and I haven't even really spent it.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm spending on is just making sure my family's straight. You know. So it wasn't really as big a hysteria as it was. Cause I'm getting calls from my grandpa like early in the off season. Like, yo, you talking about this? I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess, Grandpa. Like, what do you want me to say? It's not that, but I guess in the social media world, it's like a big thing. So, I gotta be more aware. Of like, I don't know. It's some mass hysteria. I'm just like, just come talk to me. Like, you know, get this done. We need a quarterback, especially Rodgers. I'm like, you know. But I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. I'd rather just be in the football, the true, purely football side of things, not like money and contracts and all that other stuff.
What did it mean to you when Robert said he was asked at the league meetings in Arizona this year, hey, what do you see, what do you envision Carl's future being with the roster? Because at that time, a lot of people were talking about, well, hey, maybe he's a cap casualty. And Robert said clear as day that as long as Carl can walk, pass rushers don't grow on trees. He is not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess that's what it is. What it is. I mean, like, I don't know. I didn't really understand like why it needed to get the hysteria. And like, I guess it's just for people to talk about, just to get to that point. And if it, you know, and if they, you know, they, I don't want to say this. Like, I want to be here. If they never wanted me here, like, there would never be like a major gripe. Because I mean, like, just be transparent, and then. You know, like I said, they gave me an opportunity of a lifetime. I got the op, like, to provide for my family and to play. That's all I've ever wanted, you know what I'm saying, and to be a starter in, like, in a big market. So, like, I would never even be mad. It's just like, you know, I didn't do well enough at that time, and just I get another op to play and just prove myself. That's why I said the beauty of this league. The narrative about you can change in a heartbeat.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that's kind of where I was coming from on that. It was just like, you know. I have an op. That's it.
Have you allowed yourself to think about what it would be like? You talked about playing in this market to potentially play in the postseason.
Oh, we're going to play in the postseason. So, I mean, yeah, that's going to be big. Like, is that, we all in. Like, there ain't no option. Like, this is it. Like, it's kind of like do or die. Like, you know, like, I'm going to speak for everybody on this because that's what – when you make big moves like this, that's what it is. Like, it is – like, we're going to be in the postseason. Like, I'm speaking it. Like, it ain't no – because ain't no, oh, well, you know.
That's an expectation.
That is the expectation. How do you feel? That's why you make moves like this, right?
Right.
It is what it is. So it's just like, saddle up. We're on a boat together. Like, hey, if it crashes, we're going to crash together. But we're going to succeed. So.
Well, and we know one thing about you. You are going to strive to get there, or you're going to die trying.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's like I'm saying, like, it ain't no, there's no other options. Like, he's like, I don't think he went and did his, what is it? I was hearing about it. I don't think Rodgers went and did his trip to be like.
The darkness retreat.
The darkness retreat. I don't think he's in the darkness, like, man, let's not go to the postseason. I'm pretty sure he was like, we got to do what we got to do. We're trying to get the Super Bowl. So, I mean, like, hey, all right, Captain, we're in the boat with you. Let's go.
Let's end here. We talked about this in the past.
Yeah.
How much can the home crowd help you? You got 9 home games this year. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of primetime games. Mm-hmm. As far as where you're coming off that edge and disruption is concerned, mm-hmm. How much do you feed off of that in playing here?
Please get loud. It is such a big advantage when you have the crowd noise. And you know, also, like, if you get boos in the crowd, that goes against, you know, the team as well. So, like, the fans, you guys are so important. If I could put a message out there, like, you know, the stadium and being able to use that to our advantage is extremely important.
Carl, it's always fun catching up.
Oh, thank you.
You have done incredible things throughout your career, and if anybody's betting against you now, I mean, God bless them.
It is what it is. I mean, helps you get better. So, you know. Yeah.
Thanks, man. It was
appreciate,
fun.
Appreciate it.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.